Chapter 2. You might think the children stayed away from the railway after that, but Bobby, Peter and Phyllis didn't. They were used to living in a noisy city, and the country was so quiet. The only thing they had was the trains. They were the link to the old life that the children had. They stood on the railings by the line and gave names to the different trains. The 9:15 up was called the Green Dragon. The 10:07 down was the Worm of Wantley. The Midnight Express was the Fearsome Fly by Night. The Green Dragon was the train that the old gentleman was always on. The train went to London, so the children sent their love to Father with the train. To send their love, they waved at the train. They waved their pocket handkerchiefs at the train, and a hand waved back from the first-class carriage. It was the old gentleman. He was very well dressed and had a newspaper in his hand. Every day the children waved at the Green Dragon, and every day the old gentleman waved back. Mother spent all of her time writing. She sent out large blue envelopes with stories in them. Envelopes would come back and Mother would say, "Oh dear, another story came home to roost." The children all felt very sorry when this happened. Sometimes the envelopes came back and Mother would say, "A sensible editor. He's taken my story. Here is the proof." A proof was the story which is printed on it. When this happened, there were buns for tea. One day, Peter went to fetch the buns and met the station master. Peter was very uncomfortable. He hadn't seen the station master for a long time. Peter didn't say good morning when he saw him, but the station master did. "Good morning," he said to Peter as they passed each other in the lane. "Good morning," Peter replied. He stopped walking and thought for a moment. Then he turned around and ran after the station master. "What is it?" the station master asked. "I didn't want you to be polite to me if you didn't know who I was," Peter said. "Of course I know who you are. Let bygones be bygones." "Where are you going?" the station master asked. "To buy buns for tea," Peter said. "I thought you were poor," said the station master. "We are. We always have buns for tea when Mother sells a story or a poem," said Peter. "She writes stories. You should be proud to have such a clever mother," said the station master. "We are. But she used to play with us before she had to be so clever," Peter said sadly. The station master and Peter were friends after this. The next day, after the children had waved at the Green Dragon and the old gentleman, Peter took Bobby and Phyllis to the station. "We shouldn't go," Bobby said. "The station master and I are friends now. It's all sorted," said Peter. The children spent 2 hours with the porter at the station. He never got tired of answering the children's questions. He told them all about trains, and the station master came to talk to them too. It was like they had never stolen the coal. Peter noticed that different train engines had different numbers. He decided to write them down in a little black notebook. The next day, Mother was ill. The doctor said she had influenza. Bobby made herself head nurse and made a fire in Mother's room to keep her warm. the doctor told her. Give mother beef tea, brandy, milk, soda water and grapes, and she will be better. Bobby told Phyllis and Peter what the doctor and mother had said. We can live on bread and butter, said Phyllis. Mrs. Viney went to the village with 1 shilling to buy as much brandy, beef tea and soda water as she could. The children were worried. They knew that a shilling wouldn't buy very much. The children thought for a long time. Then they had an idea. Peter and Phyllis got out a large bedsheet and a pot of black that was used on the fire. Bobby went to sit and talk to Mother. She stayed up all night and kept the fire going. She gave Mother milk and soda water when she was awake and fell asleep in the chair when Mother was asleep. The doctor came back to see Mother the next day. He saw the beef tea and the brandy, but there were no grapes. They are coming tomorrow, said Bobby, when the doctor asked about them. The doctor sent Bobby to bed so that she would not be ill, and Mrs. Viney sat with Mother. Peter went down to the trains on his own. When the Green Dragon went past, the old gentleman got ready to wave. He looked and didn't see 3 children. Only Peter was there. He was pointing at a big white bedsheet that was nailed to the fence, and it had big black letters on it. Lots of people on the train stared at the sign. It said, "Look out at the station." When the train reached the station, lots of people looked around the platform for something strange. They were disappointed when they didn't see anything. The old gentleman didn't see anything strange at first, but then he spotted Phyllis. She gave the old gentleman a letter through the window of the train. He opened it on the train and read it. "Dear Mister, we do not know your name. Mother is ill, and the doctor says she needs to get the things at the end of the letter, but she says she doesn't have enough money. We do not know anybody here but you. Father is away and we do not know his address. Father will pay you, or if he has lost all his money or anything, Peter will pay you when he is a man. We promise it on our honour to pay you for all the things Mother wants. Peter." "Will you give the parcel to the station master, please? Say it is from Peter, who was sorry about the coals. Roberta, Phyllis, Peter." Then came the list of things for Mother. The old gentleman read the list twice. His eyebrows went up and down, and he smiled. After he read it a third time, he put the letter in his pocket and went back to reading the paper. At 6 o'clock, there was a knock at the back door. The children rushed to open it. It was the porter. He had a large hamper in his hand. "An old gentleman gave it to me. He told me to bring it to you," said the porter. "Thank you," the children said. "I am sorry your mother is ill. How is she feeling? I picked up some sweet briar for her. I think it smells lovely." "Mother is feeling a little better. Thank you for all this," Bobby said, and the porter went home. The children opened the hamper. It had lots of beef tea, grapes, soda water, milk and brandy in it. But there were lots of other things as well. There were peaches, pork, 2 chickens, a box of red roses, some lavender water and some perfume. There was a letter too. It said, Dear Roberta, Phyllis, and Peter, here are the things you want. Your mother will want to know where they came from. Tell her they were sent by a friend who heard she was ill. I hope she feels better soon. The letter was signed GP something.